Grace and peace to you. Welcome to the podcast, One a Day, where we discuss some part of a chapter of Scripture each day. This is May 6th, Romans chapter 8. Let's get to it. Paul opens chapter 8 with some of the most powerful words in Scripture, profoundly life-altering, and it summarizes what he spent the first seven chapters setting up. You ready? He says, "So now there is no condemnation for those who belong to Christ Jesus." Oh, the old law measured mistakes, marked down from perfection to where you were in your behavior. And since a perfect score was required to be in good standing with God, all of us stand accused. Rather than to feel like we were pleasing to the Father, we lived under the weight of condemnation and did our best to avoid being sent to the bad place. But if we belong to Christ Jesus, there is no condemnation. None. We are not counting our positive points and subtracting sins and then adding in sacrifices and hoping that the numbers add up. That's not what Jesus came to do for you and me. He came to set us free if we merely belong to Him. Paul goes on, "And because you belong to Him, the law of the life-giving Spirit has freed you from the law of sin that leads to death." Two different kinds of law here. There's the law of the life-giving Spirit and the law of sin that leads to death. Paul spent seven chapters talking about that law and how it can end up in death. Now he turns a corner here to say there are two laws. It's like one set of rules you've been playing for years that's been golf, where the goal is to get as low a score as possible. And now we've switched to baseball. We're still hitting a ball, but we're trying to get more instead of less. It's that radical. Paul goes on, "The law of Moses was unable to save us because of the weakness of our flesh." We live under a new law. The old law was marred by my desires and led to sin and death. The new law is simple. Live in the Spirit. He will guide you to do right, and He will never guide you to do wrong. Don't be afraid that you'll mess up. Just walk with God. Jesus promised that He would give the Spirit and that the Spirit would lead us into life and all good things. I'm saying that the Old Testament law had us facing in the direction of death. What to avoid, what to do to make up for sins committed, how to keep clean from touching unclean things, and so forth. Our flesh used the law to lead us to death. It wasn't the law's fault. But the Spirit now has us turn around and face the other way. Rather than facing the source of our death, we face the other way. That's the meaning of the biblical word, repent, to turn. Walk in the moment. The Spirit will never guide you into sin. That's why He's not the law of sin and death, but the Spirit who gives life, don't you know? To use a different metaphor, God was parenting His people for so many generations. He carried them where they needed to go, in Exodus and so forth. Then, as a parent would do for young children, He gave them His law, His rules, so they would know how to avoid and fix their sin problem. By the time of the Spirit, God's parenting went beyond rules and laws. Now, after Jesus, by the time a child is old enough, they don't need house rules and chore charts and curfews. They have your words and your example in their head, in their heart, so that your rules are no longer needed. No doubt your mother had rules as you were growing up. And now, as an adult, some of those rules that you hated as a child, you actually keep because you know they're good for you. You actually feel better when you do them. Well, let's keep going with what Paul wrote. So God did what the law could not do. He sent His own Son in a body like the bodies we sinners have. And in that body, God declared an end to sin's control over us by giving His Son as a sacrifice for our sins. Okay, so the mistakes we make, Jesus took them away on the cross. He lived the perfect life in our place, then received the penalty we owed in His death, and then He gave us the Spirit. He said, "Nevertheless, I'm telling you the truth. It's for your benefit that I go away, because if I don't go away, the Counselor will not come to you. If I go, I will send Him to you." And so Jesus left us with what to do? Nothing. We simply follow the Spirit now. As Jesus said, He will guide you into all truth. No worries. Just follow the leader. So I urge you, turn around. Repent. Face the other direction from where you have been facing. Like back in the garden, all you need to do is to walk with God. Amen.